The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 624.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. What's up, Brain Trainer? How are you doing today? See, I have a quick ask, if you don't mind. Would you mind, please, hitting the subscribe button? Just go ahead right now and do that right now. Hit the subscribe button. It makes such a big difference, and then you never miss a show. You always get notified and you get the download immediately when you get a show. And it makes a big difference for our rankings in all the respective different sites. So today, let me ask you a question. Does it annoy you that people charge for training? Like, do you wish you could get everything you need to build your business for free? Because if so, then you are just like the listener who wrote in with this question. I'm going to read it to you directly, exactly what was written. Though experts have great programs, I at times get frustrated because in order to really take advantage of the trainings, you have to either pay monthly or at a price that's usually out of reach, at least for me. So to get better and make more income, you have to purchase trainings, but the income's not there yet, so no training can be purchased. It's kind of a catch-22. Even the quote-unquote free trainings are not really free because in order to continue, you have to purchase. And yes, I know this is how trainers and coaches have to make a living, so I can't begrudge them the fees that are charged. I'm just trying to figure out how to make the best of the situation, how to improve my business and not go broke at the same time. Good questions all around. And I think you speak for a lot of people with this situation. And so I've got some talking points I want to talk about here because I could use this as a platform to talk about how you can build a business without investing in training. And you can, of course. And I will actually get to that. We will talk about that. But what I want to do instead is I want to talk for just a little bit here about investing in yourself. I want to use this question that you brought up as an opportunity to discuss investing in yourself. And there's a lot of really valid brain reasons why you want to do this and why you should invest in yourself. So let's start with the obvious, the first one. You want to invest in yourself financially, not only time-wise, but financially, because you are the creation. Money spent on you, money spent on your own education, money spent learning something you're passionate about or that you want to become proficient in is a good investment because you are creating the new you. So let me give you an example. Think about the aspect of learning how to play a guitar. When you're learning how to play a guitar, you're not going to make any money from learning how to play a guitar. And you can take time and you can learn on your own and you can watch YouTube videos and you can do all that. But if you want to be really proficient and you want to get better and better and better at it, at some point, you are going to get professional help. You're going to get advice from somebody who knows more than you do. And I'm not saying that you have to pay money to learn the guitar or that you have to pay money to build your business. But when you do invest in yourself, know that you're investing in the most important creation ever, the creation of who you're becoming. So it doesn't matter whether you're learning how to play an instrument, whether you're learning a language, whether you're learning how to build a business, whether you're learning how to do woodworking, anything that you're passionate about and that you want to get more and more professional, more and more proficient at, you're going to eventually seek out higher and higher end training. This is just how it works. And the second reason I want to talk about investing in yourself is because when you invest in yourself financially, money spent to learn something, learn a skill, get a lesson, then you're telling your brain that you have an expectation that you're going to get good at this. You're setting an intention with your brain that this is something that you're serious about. And you are setting an intention to yourself that this is something that you intend not to just dabble in or study. Like, I can study all sorts of free information and know just a little bit about a million different subjects. But if I'm going to dive into something and I'm really going to get good at something, at a certain point, the free training just isn't going to cut it. A lot of times when people invest in training, and myself included, we invest in the shortcuts. We invest in the more rapid availability of consuming the information. We invest in the better access to a trainer. We invest in the better organization of it so we can learn it faster. But the other investment you're making is you're spending that money to tell your brain, yeah, I am going to get good at this. I'm going to get really proficient at it. So the catch 22 here, the piece you're talking about, is that in this question that you sent in, is you're saying, I haven't made any money yet, and so I'm not going to invest yet. Well, that's like saying, I don't know how to play the guitar yet, so I'm not going to spend money on learning how to play the guitar. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. If you are investing in guitar lessons, you don't know how to play the guitar and you're investing in learning how to play the guitar. And if you're building your business and you're not making money, you're making the investment to learn how to make money. So one is not independent of the other. You don't wait to learn how to make money until after you've made money. Just like you don't learn how to invest in French until after you know how to speak French. Like, I hope that makes sense. It's even just too hard for me to wrap my head around to even make sure if that sentence makes sense. But hopefully you get what I'm talking about. The money you're investing is setting the expectation that you intend to learn how to do this. You intend to become a professional. Now, one other expectation, the third point I want to make about investing in yourself, is when you invest in yourself, you're also setting up the expectation that you expect your clients to invest in you. I remember working with someone not so long ago, and she was having a challenge asking her clients to pay her monthly fees. And at that time, I think it was close to $5,000 a month to work with her, or it was somewhere upwards of, you know, $2,000 a month, some kind of a coaching contract. And so I just asked her, have you ever invested in that in yourself? Like, have you ever invested in coaching yourself 2,000 or more a month? And she hadn't. And so, of course, it's hard to ask other people for money if you haven't done it. You know, if you have a 2K program that you want to sell, you are going to be more apt to sell that, more apt to ask people for that kind of investment if you have a habit of investing in yourself at that level. After you've invested in one, two, or more $2,000 programs, you get the value. You understand why people spend that kind of money on a program, and it becomes very easy to ask other people to spend that. And so even though there's nothing wrong with being frugal, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment, the point of investing in training, specifically investing in training, is if you are asking other people to make that investment, then you need to be able to say you're making that investment yourself as well, setting up that expectation. So that's my big pitch for investing in yourself. And now I want to give a bonus tip about brain training here, because I know I sounded very much with all of those different points and those three reasons to invest in yourself, that I was sounded like I had a very strong viewpoint that you should spend the money, spend the money, spend the money. And I want to go on record here with this bonus tip as saying that the truth is, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter if you spend the money. It doesn't really matter if you do invest, because what matters is the story you tell about investing. So those three stories I gave you in regards to investing, it makes a lot of sense. And when you spend money for a program, you use those three reasons. I said, look, I'm investing in myself. I'm telling my brain that I'm going to get good at this. I intend to become a professional. I'm going to do this at all costs. I'm going to learn how to make money. I'm going to learn how to build a business. I'm going to learn how to get good at this online. I'm spending this money on myself, so I know others will spend it on me. And that's a very clear and appropriate brain training message to give to your brain. But what if, as this person says, you really are shaky about spending that money? If you are feeling like, I really can't do this, this is really out of reach for me, you can still become a professional and you can still get good. The ticket here is that what it sounds like in this question that you've set in is you've got this idea that if I don't spend the money, I'm not going to get really good. And that's the thing you need to bust. So spend the money and feel good about it. Don't spend the money and feel good about it. So if you're not spending the money on the training, then you need to be telling stories to yourself like this. I am committed to getting good at this no matter what. And I am not investing money right now, but I'm investing my time, and my time is worth something. And I am going to figure out exactly how to do this. And I look forward to finding opportunities to work with people at high levels in new and creative and interesting ways. And I consume everything, and I'm an education junkie, and I love it. And I love learning, and I love getting smarter and smarter and better at this. So the point here is that it, even though it sounds like I made a really big case for that you have to spend the money, what I'm really trying to do is you have to tell the better story. So spend the money and tell the good story. Don't spend the money and tell the good story. And furthermore, if you really want to take this out to a whole nother level, the reality is you can make money without knowing anything. That's the truth. If you're in this sandbox, then you're probably like me, where you are kind of an education junkie. And it's like, oh, I want to learn, 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 learn more and more and more. I want to learn. But the reality is, making money has nothing to do with how much you know. Making money has to do with how much you align yourself emotionally with that money. So the best story you can be telling is, my business is building. I'm making money. I have no idea how it's working. I don't even know what I'm doing, but it keeps coming in. People love what I have to sell. I'm selling more and more. My following is growing. It's so easy. I can't believe how easy this is. I'm getting better as I go along because it's just like fun and passion. And I can't wait to do the next thing. I can't wait to sell the next thing. I can't wait to talk about the next thing. I can't wait to create the next thing. And my sandbox knows it. My sandbox loves it. So that was a very, very long walk through a lot of different stories and a lot of different points. And I hope that at the end of it, the bottom line that's come through is mindset matters most. What you think about matters most. The way you deliver the message to you matters more than the actual action that you take. Okay, a quick couple of things here that I want to tell you, because next time I've got something coming up that kind of relates to this. Somebody is writing in and wondering, what do they do if they're really skeptical and they don't have faith and they need proof? And this brain training stuff, like once you really get it that what you think matters, it changes everything. And so check out 60secondworkshop.com, and you'll really understand why it is that mindset matters most. You'll really understand why it is that what you think about, it is what you bring about. This isn't just a bunch of phrases. This is actual brain science. It's actual brain science on why the story you tell yourself is the most important story. And do invest in yourself. That would be my call out and plea to you. Invest in yourself, whether it's with your money or your time or your belief, because you are the creation and you are doing it and you are getting better and better and better at this all the time.
I'm excited! Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't.
All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, boo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.